Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to the San Francisco 49ers Extra Podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring former 49ers quarterback Steve Bono.
You don't have anything. You can't escape. Take the sack, live to play another down, and move on.
We're also joined on a regular basis by 49ers quarterback C.J. Beathard.
Being the backup quarterback, you've got to prepare as if you are the guy because you're a play away from being in there.
49ers Extra is brought to you by TPC Harding Park, the only public golf course in San Francisco offering golfers the opportunity to play where the pros play in the home of the 2020 PGA Championship. Coming up, Steve Bono is on vacation and Ray Woodson is filling in as our guest here on 49ers Extra, and we'll talk about the 49ers 39-10 loss to the Rams. But first, I want to tell you about my favorite golf course, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco. Live in San Francisco and love to play golf? Visit TPC Harding Park and purchase your 2-year resident card, giving you immediate savings on golf and other programs at the park. Cut your green fees in half by purchasing your card today. Visit www.tpc.com/Harding Park for more information.
You know, our record right now doesn't impact the big picture to me. It's tough to deal with. It's frustrating. We all, are working extremely hard and want much better results. But just because the record doesn't show that isn't going to make you doubt yourself and go rip up your plans and do something totally new. We knew when we came here it was going to take some time, and we want that to be as fast as possible. There's no doubt about that. But that also does, you don't want to make stupid decisions because of that. We're trying to be smart in everything we do. We're not trying to just do this a quick, easy fix way. We're trying to build this thing to last, and to do that, it does take some time. Plan on it going faster, and it hasn't so far. But that doesn't make me lose any confidence in what we're doing, the people that we have here. I know we need to continue to work, continue to get better, but we're going through a tough time right now. But that doesn't change anything to me where I feel we're going.
That's 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan. And Ray, thanks so much for filling in for Steve Bono, who, by the way, is out of the country. He's somewhere in Europe right now. So we'll welcome him back next week. And when we do welcome him back, maybe he can urge the 49ers onto a victory at Arizona. But the way things are going right now, it's been pretty disastrous. And you knew it was a pretty tough schedule, a difficult task to go to Green Bay on a Monday night and then play the Rams at home. And that Green Bay game hurt so badly. I mean, to lose that game by 3 points when they really had the opportunity to win it, that one stung. And now it stings for a different reason, I think, Ray, because the 49ers were just turning the ball over left and right, and C.J. Beathard is getting sacked all over the place, and 24 points off turnovers. That really was the key to the game, and it wasn't so much that the Rams are such a dominating offense, which they normally are. It was just the 49ers just giving this away to them, just handing everything on a silver platter, I thought.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is where you go from your starting quarterback who gives you hope to a backup who's just trying to stay alive out there. And, you can't make mistakes against a team like the Rams. They'll just make you pay dearly for it. And it's going to happen again when they face them again and any of these other teams, because there's just not enough personnel there to compete anyway. So you've got to play a near-perfect game. Arizona's in a bad way themselves, so that'll be a pit of misery, I suppose. There'll be no dilly-dilly there, but otherwise, it's going to be a long, long season. It's the dividing line was when Jimmy G got hurt. That was the gut punch, and they've tried to recover from that, and they've not been able to. They did put up a good effort in Green Bay. There's no doubt about it. They let it get away late, but in the big picture, it's going to be another year with a high draft pick.
Yeah, and I thought Beathard actually played pretty well at Green Bay. I mean, he gave them a chance to win, and that was probably his best game, I thought, as a 49er, even though he had the interception at the end. But I thought he really regressed this week. He had three turnovers. Turnovers have been a big problem, 10 turnovers for him in his four starts. But I just thought he didn't have a good feel for the pocket this time, the pass rush, getting sacked and fumbling, and just he didn't get rid of the ball quick enough. There were just so many issues with him in this game.
Well, that's been one of the things that's been a problem from the get-go, is him holding onto the ball too long. And that feeds into a lot of the sacks, and then the lack of accuracy sometimes has been a problem. Although there were times this year I thought, okay, he's making better throws. He's a little more consistent, a little better on the quality throws. especially the first three quarters against Green Bay. But it hasn't been enough on a consistent basis to overcome teams as talented as the Rams. And, you know, aside from changing quarterbacks, there's not much else you can do except for hope that he learns through his experience. But now he's in his second year, and he's learning the hard way. That's just all you can say about it. Now, Kyle Shanahan said that he watched all of the turnovers multiple times that they've had this year, 18 of them that they've had so far. And he said that, you know, a lot of people are involved in each and every one. I think is his way of saying, don't try to pin it on just one guy and make him the scapegoat. But when you're the quarterback, you absolutely positively have to be mindful of taking care of the football. And it just hasn't happened.
Yeah, I mean, and the turnover margin is a disaster because that's minus 15. They're not causing any. They're not forcing any turnovers. No takeaways lately. And Reuben Foster, normally you would expect that he would have some takeaways. And here's what Kyle Shanahan had to say about that.
It's not just Reuben. I think it's, you know, it's all of our guys. You know, so we haven't got, you know, I think in these last three games, I think it's 13-0. You know, we have 18 turnovers on the year. But in these last three games, you know, we've had 13 and gotten zero back. So by no means it is one person. It's a little bit of everybody. And when you're playing zone defense, you got seven guys looking at the quarterback. You know, you want to put the quarterback under duress. That's where you get some tips and overthrows and things like that. That's where you get your picks and man coverage. And usually it's jumping in front of guys and beating the guy to the spot. So we haven't had a lot of opportunities. And when we have, we've dropped them. So we've got to pick that up if we want things to change.
The missed tackles, that was a big issue earlier. You know, it seems like it's still sort of lingering there. Every once in a while, it's a busted coverage. You know, this game, it seemed like it was field position where those turnovers were putting the defense in an impossible position. But, you know, overall, it just hasn't been a good year for the defense either.
No, no. And, you know, they don't have a pass rush. They don't have a consistent pass rush. They don't get to the quarterback enough. That gets them exposed. They've missed a bunch of tackles this year. Reuben Foster missed a bunch, like a season's worth, all on his own on Sunday. And, you know, the guy is incredibly athletic and energetic, and sometimes he just lets that energy get too much of him, get the better of him, and he overruns plays. I think it's part of the problem. That feeds into missed tackles as well, as you're not in a position to grab onto the ball carrier. So, you know, you put all that together and the injuries, and Adrian Colbert out for the year now with a high ankle sprain, it's going to be a rough go. What you hope for is that as you comb the waiver wire, as you pick people up from the practice squad, some guys will rise to the occasion. And, you know, they need to understand, hey, this is a chance for you not only to stick this year, but to make an impression for this team or somebody else in the future.
Yeah, I mean, you got to wonder about the job security for Robert Saleh, the defensive coordinator, because this team has made a lot of mistakes. There have been a lot of communication issues. The development of some of the younger players hasn't happened as quickly as you would like. I'm not sure what kind of a, you know, leash he is on, but I would think that he's in trouble as far as his job, the way things are going.
Well, if he is, I think it would be a fall guy situation.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there's some points of contention. You could pick at some of the coverages that he's chosen, especially late in games, but he's not playing with the deck that a lot of teams in the NFL are playing with now as the injuries have taken hold. And is it the defensive coordinator's fault that you haven't put together a roster that takes care of your depth, that takes care of the pass rush? And it's not all on him. And it sounds like Kyle Shanahan is backing his play. I don't know if his job is really in danger, because I think at this point the situation is so hopeless. You can't really blame the coaching. You can't coach your way through a lack of talent.
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, you look at some of the positives on the offensive side, going back over to that side of the ball. Certainly George Kittle has been one of the better tight ends in the league. Unfortunately for Beathard, he doesn't seem to have any other favorite receivers. For a while there, it looked like it would be Goodwin, but, you know, maybe he's not getting open as much. Taylor has been a disappointment. He's really not finding him very often. So it's really been Kittle and then other guys not really stepping up as much. But Kittle certainly is getting open. He's showing off some speed, some pretty good hands. He had the one drop, but overall he's caught a lot of balls. He's pretty good in the open field. So, I mean, he's definitely been a bright spot.
Yeah, you have to like Kittle. What he brings to the table as far as matchups. And there's certainly some trust there with C.J. Beathard. You know, Beathard just needs to hold on to the football. He's fumbled 8 times and he's lost it 5 times so far. That's first of all. Second of all, this is a problem we've had in the past with the 49ers. Where are the wide receivers? They had just 3 catches for 29 yards on Sunday. Otherwise, it was Kittle or, you know, slot receivers or running backs coming out of the backfield. And it seems like Kittle is Beathard's number one guy right now. But, I don't think in the case of Goodwin that he's been healthy for most of the year. And the other guys aren't getting separation.
Here's what Coach Shanahan had to say about George Kittle.
You know, Kittle, you know, it hasn't hit the sophomore slump. He's improved in that way. And the fact that he got a lot of playing time last year, he got thrown into a ton of situations, you know, starting from the first game to the last game, battled through a bunch of injuries. I think we had a lot higher expectations for George going into last year than a lot of people realize. And I think he did too, knowing how training camp went and OTAs and stuff. And then he started out the year getting so banged up. He wasn't able to reach all that stuff. He ended strong, but, you know, I think George learned through the first year. He knew he could play in the league, but I think he learned how hard it was to stay healthy throughout a year. And I think he's taken better care of his body throughout this offseason, what he does day in and day out, how physically he plays throughout a game, what he does Monday through Saturday to just to get his body back to ready to play on Sunday. So it's been complete credit to him on just how well he's taken care of himself.
49ers Extra continues with Ray Woodson filling in for Steve Bono right after this. As the San Francisco 49ers podcast with Joe Castellano and Steve Bono continues, there's more to tell you about as far as my favorite golf course, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco. 49ers fans from outside the Bay Area, listen up. TPC Harding Park has a great deal for you when you are planning your trip to Levi's Stadium to see the 49ers. While you're in town, take advantage of Golf the Gridiron, featuring discounted tee times and free club rentals. Visit tpc.com and click on Special Offers for tee time deals at San Francisco's own TPC Harding Park. As far as running the ball, I actually have been pretty excited about Breida. I mean, I know he didn't get to play that much because his ankle was bugging him. He kept coming back into the game, and he had that one fumble, but that was more of a strip. I mean, he doesn't seem to be fumble prone. He is very explosive, and Mostert has really been a surprise. I don't think many people knew much about Raheem Mostert, but every time he carries the ball, it seems like he's able to sort of break into the open field a little bit. So, you know, some of the running backs that people didn't know much about, you thought McKinnon was going to be the guy and he got hurt. I think these running backs have been a pleasant surprise.
Well, yeah, but again, the start of the year, you lost McKinnon. And that was another one of the near fatal blows they had along with Garoppolo. And yeah, Brady got off to a good start. And then, you know, he's been dealing with injuries. Mostert, good special teams guy, and he doesn't mess around. He hits that hole and he's going north-south. You like that about him, and he's been very aggressive. I don't know if he's a guy you can count on every week. It seems like Breida was developing to that sort of player. But the bottom line is you don't have McKinnon, you don't have Garoppolo. Those were their featured guys, the guys they signed to big contracts. They're not around, and Kyle Shanahan can't find out exactly what kind of skills these guys have within his offense. I'm sure he had some ideas. Play calls that he's got to shelve because those guys aren't around.
Yeah, I mean, Garoppolo last year when he came on, it is pretty amazing what he did. I mean, a team that was losing every week and then all of a sudden going 5-0 at the end of the year. And yeah, maybe some of those teams, had already had their fate sealed as far as what the season was going to bring. But there were a couple of playoff teams in there like Jacksonville and Tennessee. It's amazing how one guy, a quarterback like that, could turn everything around.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's why they get the big money, and you see it around the NFL when quarterback play is bad, and there's been a lot of it. That guy can make such a huge difference in the energy of a team, the pace of a team, the aggressiveness, the confidence of a team. And Jimmy Garoppolo was all that, and a lot of people could say, well, yeah, it was the backdoor cover. They were 0-10, but still, 6 wins is 6 wins. That's still pretty impressive. He got off to a somewhat shaky start this year, but you at least had the thought that he could get back to where he was last year, that there's a lot of ability there as he continues to learn the offense. But we'll never know. And that's the tough part here, because he is still developing as an NFL player, and you've lost that time, right? You've lost that development time with a young up-and-coming quarterback. So you got to reset everything next year.
All right, so now the schedule, you know, definitely gets easier playing at Arizona. I say that, but, you know, the Cardinals came into Levi's and got their only win of the year so far. But, you know, right. You think that that maybe is a W. Then you got the Raiders on a Thursday night, and they've been a complete mess. And then you've got the New York Giants on a Monday night, and they haven't been great this year. So, I mean, you're looking at it, maybe this team can start to turn it around a little bit, get a little more confidence, you know, start to salvage it a little.
Yeah, and I can hear some fans saying, no. Tank time again. Yeah, and that was sort of the distraught fan from last year saying, now we're blowing it. Well, they did all right, you know. But they got a pretty good offensive lineman in McGlinchey, who, by the way, I think is another bright spot in the offense this year.
Yeah, definitely.
That has had a few bright spots. But the Raiders, I'm sure the NFL thought this was going to be a somewhat different situation when they scheduled the Raiders at 49ers for that Thursday night game. Good God, that's going to be a mess. And, you know, Amari Cooper got traded. I can't believe they got a first rounder for him.
Yeah, I think the Raiders have, three first rounders next year, I think.
Yeah. Okay, good. How's John Gruden done with his first round picks over the years? Might be instructive to go back and check on that. Good Lord, what a mess there. I mean, the 49ers are looking at the Raiders saying, man, that's rough. You know, but they're ramping up for Las Vegas. So, yeah, that's a potential W for them if they can get some pressure on Derek Carr, as some teams have done, and rattled him. That seems to be the one big fault for him, right? I mean, as much ability as he has and the supposed leadership, there are times you can get to him if you hit him enough.
This might be one of the worst Thursday night matchups since they started Thursday night football, right? I mean, Fox has to be saying, can't we flex out of this? But there is no flexing for the Thursday night game.
there is no flex available from here. I'm wondering what the college game is that night, because that might be a better watch than this debacle. These are two teams that are headed down. Actually, it's going to be a battle. It's going to be a battle for draft picks for these two teams heading to the bottom, the way things are going. It sounds like what John Gruden is trying to do. I guess the plan is to stockpile and maybe have enough talent to be competitive in Las Vegas, but they pretty much told the fans in Oakland to go pound sand. You know, I mean, the 49ers at least can say, well, yeah, they've had some catastrophic injuries, and that's kind of jettisoned the season. You at least have an excuse here. Here you have the coach jettisoning the season. And what's the general manager's role in all this? Because it sounds like, they paid the coach $100 million for 10 years. So you're going to listen to what he has to say as your long-term plan is to go to Vegas and forget about the GM. It's weird. But it's always weird there.
It is. Well, I guess the better watch right now would be the Sharks and the Warriors. And and that's the other pod. Well, you know, Ray's filling in on this podcast, but every week you can hear us on Dubs OT talking about the Warriors. So that's a much more positive side of the podcast right now. So looking forward to continue that. Thanks so much for filling in here for Steve Bono.
All right, and I apologize to all 49er fans out there. It's not my fault, but I feel like apologizing.
That's Ray Woodson filling in for Steve Bono. Steve will be back next week to talk about the 49ers game in Phoenix against the Arizona Cardinals. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to 49ers Extra on thesportsvirus.com.